Trailers are over. I'm so excited for this movie.
Same. I read the book like 10 times. Did you know the full title of the book is actually Death by Murder in the Hollow of the Seventh Tree?
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had to shorten the title to make it more palatable for audiences. That's why now it's just called Death by Murder.
Okay, shh. It's starting.
Oh, is that supposed to be Detective Martin Smith? Oh, whoa. Actually, in the book, he was written as a straight white man. But I guess they wrote it for the movie as a black lesbian lady.
Well, if anyone can play a straight white man, it's Viola Davis.
Shh. In the book, it was actually supposed to take place in the Upper West Side. But that sign in the back there says Tribeca.
Well, okay. I'm sure it doesn't really matter.
Well. Shh. Oh, whoa. Actually, in the book, Detective Smith wasn't supposed to reveal the murder weapon until after Bethany's husband comes out as gay.
Hey, you're ruining the movie.
Shh. Sorry, I'm just saying. Sorry, one more thing. It looks like Judge Thomas is eating a roast beef sandwich when actually in the book it was supposed to be turkey. Yeah, that is definitely roast beef. No question.
Okay, Flo, can you actually stop? I'm trying to watch the movie and you're spoiling it.
Can you guys shut up?
You shut up.
You're ruining the movie.
The movie is basically over.
Shh.
Fine.
Wow, I actually really enjoyed that.
Yeah, me too. Oh, hey, look. Based on the novel by Stephanie Chang? Funny. Actually, the book I read was written by Peter Davidson.
Are you kidding me? You read a different fucking book?
Or they just changed the name for the movie.
Why leave it to Plan B when you can get ahead? That's why there's Plan A, abstinence. Abstinence isn't a regular medication. It's a way of life. People who practice abstinence report less exhaustion, a higher sex drive, and 0% chance of pregnancy. Here's a testimonial from one of our avid users.
I've been practicing abstinence for 35 years, and I can confidently say I'm not pregnant.
Good for you, Samantha. Possible side effects of abstinence include grumpiness, uptightness, loneliness, lowered sex drive, decreased chances of becoming a soccer mom, headaches, and losing the will to live. Here's a testimonial from yet another avid Plan A user. So call your doctor now to decide if abstinence is right for you.
Welcome back to the General Trivia Game Show, exclusively programmed for dentist waiting rooms and old age homes. Today we have a special episode for the spring holiday season. In honor of both Easter and Passover, we have the Christensens and the Goldsteins competing today. I'm sure you can guess who celebrates which holiday. Each family will have a chance to answer three questions about the other family's celebrated holiday. The family with the most points at the end wins. All right, on behalf of the Christensens, we have the matriarch Mary Christensen answering questions for us today on Passover. And on behalf of the Goldsteins, we have the matriarch Miriam Goldstein answering questions for us today on Easter. All right, Mary, you'll go first today because you're Christian. Ready?
Yep.
How do the Jewish people commemorate the story of Eliyahu the prophet?
Oh, they tell a story?
No, I'm sorry. The answer is, they add an extra seat and dinnerware to the table and open the door for a spirit of a deceased person to join their festive meal. So close.
All right.
Miriam, over to you. What is the relevance between the Easter Bunny and Jesus Christ?
I don't know. He had a pet rabbit?
Trick question. There is no relevance at all.
Seems unfair.
Moving on. Mary, next question is for you. In the story of Passover, how did Pharaoh's daughter come to adopt baby Moses?
Baby Jesus!
No, we've moved on to Judaism. Please sit down. Baby Moses.
I don't know, like the equivalent of an adoption agency or a matchmaker?
I see the confusion there. Close, but no. The answer is, she found him floating in a basket down the Nile River. All right, back to Easter.
Oh, God.
What does Easter commemorate?
Oh, I know this answer. Well, Christmas is the birth of Jesus. So this must be the death of Jesus?
I'm sorry, no. The answer is the resurrection of Jesus Christ on the third day after his crucifixion.
I think I was set up for failure.
All right, it's time for the bonus round about the children. Mary, after the Passover meal, the Jewish people entertain their children with what holiday tradition?
Dessert, right?
I'm sorry, no. The correct answer is a scavenger hunt to find a special piece of matzah, aka the Jewish unleavened cracker, typically for a monetary prize.
That would have been my second guess.
All right, Miriam, you have a chance to steal all the points, of which there are none. On Easter Sunday, the Christian people entertain their children with what holiday tradition in commemoration of Jesus Christ's resurrection?
I don't know. That's pretty gruesome. They light a candle?
Believe it or not, they also have a scavenger hunt, but for painted chocolate eggs.
That also would have been my second guess.
All right. That tallies us up at 0 points for the Christensens and 0 points for the Goldsteins. The consolation prize is a copy of both the Old and New Testaments for the both of you. Thank you all for watching. This has been the General Trivia Game Show. Tune in next week where we talk tips for staying fit during Ramadan.